10 behaviors that will destroy your relationship.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Sink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you are listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Sink, delighted, thrilled, soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle in the direction of your dreams and your goals. And today, oh, absolutely important relationships. And I'm going to give you 10 behaviors. These behaviors are important because, listen to me, they're important because they attract what you don't want. They attract a relationship that is doomed, a relationship that, even if it's already broken apart, will likely never get back together. And if it is together right now, is headed down the wrong path. So listen to these 10 behaviors. You can take action right now to correct them in your relationship and make your relationship extraordinary. Make it something to cherish, something that the rest of the world envies because you have something special. Are you ready? Here we go. Number one, low vibration. When your vibes are low, and I'm not just talking about being depressed, but I'm just talking about low vibration. When you are focused on the negative rather than the optimistic positive, that's not a place to exist for very long in a relationship. So if your vibrations are low, it's just a matter of time before you end up out of alignment. And when you're out of alignment with your partner, your relationship is doomed. Relationships are a little bit like money. Money's energy. That's what relationships really are too. They're vibration and they are energy. Number two, mind reading. I know many of you think you are mind readers, but stop trying to mind read your partner and stop making your partner mind read you. You know, be very clear with your desires, with your goals, with the direction that you'd like to take. And then your partner becomes clear. And then the two of you synergize together. And that's when in the ancient times, they called it the marriage of the sun and the moon, of opposites, of the two pillars, because the sun always represented the masculine energy and the moon represented the feminine energy. In the two pillars, there was the masculine energy and the feminine energy. And when they were combined, when they were intertwined, you had a synergy and a power that was unstoppable. And that's exactly the point. Unstoppable power in your relationship to take it to whatever level you desire. Whatever level it is at right now, it can be better through the law of attraction. I am Robert Sink, your miracle mentor, your mentor of light. I want to remind you to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. And during this 30 minutes, we'll discover how a mentoring program can empower your relationship. If it's your relationship that you are concerned about and it, you know, if you're not happy with it, you should be, then we can help you. We can help you get your vibration in the right place. Look, we've helped people that have been separated for 3 years or longer, didn't talk to each other, hated each other, went through a divorce. And yet, it isn't our power, It isn't our skill. I mean, Rachel and I, we are skillful people, but it's not our power. It's our coaching and mentoring helping you get back in attunement with the law of attraction, with your true vibration. You know, not to get off the subject, but if you've gone through a breakup, I'm just going to say this. You are only going to re-embellish your relationship with the same kind of vibration that you had when you fell in love. You've got to get back to that energy. And that's the energy you want to be at in your relationship all the time anyway. Well, next on my list is really, this is trivia stuff. This is the kind of stuff that people do when they're, I don't know, junior high school or something, trying to make your partner jealous. Why would you do that? What's the purpose? What do you gain? It's, you know, there's no benefit in it in the long run. And it doesn't help anybody. Be yourself, but don't go out of your way to purposely make your partner jealous.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Number four is lacking personal power. If you feel that you are lacking personal power, it's hard to be optimistic about your relationship. You have to work on your own personal power, your own sense of well-being, in order to bring well-being and power to the relationship. You've got to get your vibration and your energy field in the right place. Your confidence level. All of that has to be working in harmony. Asking about commitment. This is one I run into all the time. Seriously, folks, stop asking about commitment. Allow the commitment to take place. I'm not saying that you cannot apply subtle direction, you know, in the direction of your desires and in the direction that the relationship appears to be going. I don't have a problem with that, but constantly asking about commitment is a waste of your time. And it brings the vibration of the relationship down. Okay. Hey, want to remind you to join us on Instagram. Every month, we're giving out three audio programs, three of them, to three different people. We'll announce the winners right here on YouTube. But every single month, if you're a follower on Instagram, and we're kicking it up a notch. I mean, we're putting some skin in the game. We're going to make this Instagram thing work for us and work for you. I share a little bit about the family. You're going to see some pictures of yours truly. You're going to see pictures of Julian and Rachel and Max, Merlin and Morty, maybe some other people in there as well. But you're also going to be empowered on Instagram. So come join us, okay? And your name will automatically be included in the drawing every single month. Next on the list is the blame game. Well, it's your fault. You did it. Well, it wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for you. You see what I'm saying? This just can't go anywhere. So if you can take a quick right turn out of the blame game when you see it starting, you're miles ahead. Trust me. I mean, there's just no benefit to it. And nobody ever wins the blame game because no matter how much you talk about it's your fault, you made it happen this way, you know, nobody's ever going to, well, no, I won't say never, but seldom do people say, you know, I really effed up here. I messed up. You usually don't hear that. That's too bad. We should hear more of that, by the way. Number seven. Looking at your phone all the time, especially when you're going out to dinner. You know, my grandma, God rest her soul, she used to tell my grandpa when they went out to dinner, she used to say, Barney, that was his name, no matter what you do or what you talk about, I want you to keep talking to me while we're having dinner. And he said, well, why? He'd say, well, because all the old people that I see, they just look at their newspaper or they look at the menu. They don't really talk to each other. But all the young people in love are constantly talking to each other. So I want you talking to me all the time. And so when you're distracted with your phone or your iPad or something like that, you're kind of ignoring that other person. Let's not do that. Number 8, threatening to leave all the time. You know, Paul Simon wrote a song called There Must Be 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover. There's really only one. You just pack up and leave. That's the only way to leave your lover. There's no threatening. There's no, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. If you're serious, you just do it and you move on. And if you're not serious, you stop threatening with it because, again, that's a super low vibration. That brings everything down. That brings the energy. If you had helium balloons in your house, they would sink to the floor like lead balloons, okay? So stop threatening to leave all the time. Lack of gratitude. Are you grateful for your lover? I'm grateful for mine. She is such a special treat. I mean, she just works and does things unbelievable. But it's one thing to tell your lover, that's good. Yeah, you can tell him how grateful you are. But I think there's even something more important. And that is as you fall asleep at night to the universe, I'm so grateful that you brought this person into my life. Because the truth of the matter is, folks, I don't care if you're in your 20s or in your 70s or 80s or 90s. Tomorrow is promised to no one. It's a temporary relationship. And so every day that you have with someone you love is special. It's to be cherished, grateful. Focus on gratitude. And number 10, can you guess what number 10 is? Some people that I went through this podcast with told me that this should have been number 1. But I put it number 10, and that is cheating, because there's all kinds of cheating. Did you know that? A lot of people don't know that there are different kinds of cheating. Well, okay, so there's mental cheating. Well, I didn't do anything. I didn't ask her to do anything. We've never talked about anything. But you've been cheating in your mind. You've been thinking about it. You've been fantasizing about it. And what that does is that pulls energy, it zaps energy out of your relationship. It zaps energy out of the love portion of your relationship. So it's kind of a mental cheating. And sometimes we can have that with people, especially nowadays with the internet. We can have emotional cheating. We can have people chatting, have kind of an emotional love affair going with somebody across the world, and we might think it's safe because they're across the world. But it zaps the energy. See, a relationship is like a magical, mystical circle. And once you start puncturing it, it loses its ability to protect and to empower and to nurture. And it pretty soon it dries up. And then your vibration is really more in alignment with that person in Australia that you've been talking to, rather than your boyfriend or your husband or your wife or girlfriend. Okay? And then, of course, there is physical cheating. And there's an interesting thing that happens with physical cheating. Once you break that membrane, it becomes easier. The second time. And the third time it becomes even easier. And after a while, it just becomes normal. It becomes like, this is what I do. You know? It has a serious impact on the relationship. We could do a whole podcast on the vibrational impact it has on the relationship. Now, if you're one of those people that have broken that membrane, it's kind of like getting a tattoo. You know? Oh, I'm never getting a tattoo. And then you decide to get one small one, a little butterfly someplace. And next thing you know, you got dragons crawling up your legs, and you've got serpents and barbed wire and hearts and names, and your whole body's tattooed because you broke the membrane. Once you break the membrane of cheating, it becomes easier the second time. The third time it becomes easier, and so forth. So the thing is that you've got to regrow that membrane, and that may take some effort, but it comes down to a commitment, a personal self-commitment that cheating never has a positive outcome in the long run. It may feel good temporarily. In other words, anything that you can gain from cheating, you can gain not cheating. That's what I'm trying to say. Okay? Did I make it clear? Anyway, thank you so much for listening, for visiting our website at Law of Attraction Solutions. We love your letters. Thank you for always including your phone number. And we are really pulling back from working with clients now in the Far East and India, places like that. It's no offense. We love you. It's just the time difference has just made it almost impossible. But if you include a phone number, a Skype address, and a little bit of information about yourself, we are always looking for select people that we can work with in every corner of the world. So thank you so much. You have a wonderful day now, because you deserve it. Bye-bye now.